joining me live in studio today, of course, with the Lincoln County Fair Board, Brandon Taylor, chairman of the Fair Board, and gearing up for the Lincoln County Fair. Don't look now, but less than 3 months away, Brandon, to the Lincoln County Fair.
The countdown is on, and so is the planning, right? I mean, we basically finished up last year's fair and got right back to work planning the 2025 fair. So we're really excited.
Of course, the big announcement made recently, Easton Corbin country music concert coming back. And man, Easton, well, what a great way to make it happen.
Yeah, we're really excited to have him. You know, as the folks have probably heard, seven top 10 hits, two number ones. You know, he may be sometimes where you say, oh, maybe I've heard that name, but then you hear the songs on the radio and pretty soon you realize, it's going to be a great night. So we're excited. Zach John King is the opener. He's a, Nashville recording artist, I'm pretty sure he signed with Sony. I mean, he's the real deal as well. So we're excited to have him start the night off. Tickets went on sale a little over a week ago, and have been going quick. So we're really excited about that, to see some positive feedback. And the Premium Plus and Premium seats are going quick. So if people are hesitant or thinking, oh, I'll get a Premium seat in a few months or as it gets closer, you may not. So jump on today and get your tickets.
Are there, for Easton Corbin, are there arena tickets, kind of
yes.
stage front type tickets
yes.
as well?
Yeah, absolutely. So we have the Premium Plus, Premium, and Reserve seats, which you'll have an assigned seat. Then we have general admission seats up in the stands. And then we also have arena general admission tickets as
all
well.
Right. So get them now at LincolnCountyFair.info, because, you know, one of those things, people love to have the concerts every year. They're not cheap,
no,
right? And
not.
So ticket sales kind of determine whether or not this continues, it sounds
yeah,
like.
Yeah, absolutely. So it's, you know, we're really excited to bring it back, but we need some help from the community as well to continue this into the future. So we're excited about Easton Corbin. We want to look to the future. We want to bring in big names, but we've got to, you know, we've got to sell tickets this year. And so if you love Easton Corbin, of course, get your tickets. If you don't know him as well, get your tickets, and either way, come out and support, and we'll do our best to continue a concert into the future as well.
Brandon Taylor, chairman of the Lincoln County Fair Board, in studio this morning. So Easton Corbin concert is Monday night of the fair. That's August 4th. Run us through what else is happening, some of the staples and some changes this year.
Yeah, so for the first time that I'm aware of, we're starting on Friday, the first Friday night on August 1st. So we'll have eight different nights of events, starting with Extreme Moto Enduro Cross, something we've been doing, fun to have locals involved. And so that'll be on the first Friday. Truck and tractor pulls that we brought last year will be on that first Saturday. We'll take Sunday night off and then be back on Monday with Easton Corbin and Zach John King. Horse pulls on Tuesday, freestyle reining, and then we're really, really excited for the first time ever, three back-to-back nights of PRCA Rodeo Thursday, Friday, and Saturday night.
Three nights of PRCA.
Yeah, and we've increased the payouts dramatically, so we're really excited, and we're hopeful for some big time cowboys coming to Afton.
Excellent. Really looking forward to that. And tickets for all the other nightly events outside of Easton Corbin go on sale this Friday, right?
That's right. As well as season tickets. You know, we've had those season ticket packages for a few years now. Those for returning season ticket holders, those are on sale right now. An email was sent to you. Get on and get those before open to the general public. That's one of the perks for our returning season ticket holders, is they get first dibs. And then, you know, for new season ticket holders, you know, you get a free nightly soda, reserve parking, best seats in the house, and a separate entrance to the event. And not only do you get all those perks, you also save over $80 if you then buying them each individual night. And this year, because we added the concert and the eighth night, we have some packages, that season ticket packages, that include the concert, and some that don't, if you wanted that lower price point, starting at about $119 and up to $199 if you want the premium plus the concert. So, but we also recognize that costs for everyone are going up, and those family checkbooks are getting a little tighter. So we also are introducing two additional ticket packages this year, one being the Rodeo Repeater, so you can get all three nights of rodeo for $99 for two people, so about $45 a person, and save over $15. And then for the families, we have a family four-pack on Thursday for the Thursday night rodeo. Four GA tickets, two adults and two kids for just $50. So trying to do our best to help families be able to come out and enjoy the fair.
Yeah, all kinds of package options. Really like that. Looking forward to it. All the ticket details at LincolnCountyFair.info coming August 1st through the 9th for the Lincoln County Fair. Let's talk about some of the other on-the-grounds entertainment, Brandon. I know that the Saturday is always kind of, you've had like the car show and some kind of family-friendly events on the grounds. Looks like you're expanding that as well this year.
Yeah, so we'll start all day Friday the 1st, and on Friday the 1st, Saturday the 2nd, and Sunday the 3rd from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m., the Adventure Zone Bounce House and Water Park. It will be a bounce house park and wet inflatable park, free for everyone, running from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m., Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So again, we recognize that costs are hard on families. We recognize not everyone can go to the carnival every day, which we will. Don't worry. We still have the carnival coming Tuesday through right. Saturday. But that first weekend we will have, and this isn't just like a couple bounce houses, right? This is a huge bounce park, water park. Will be a lot of fun for the family. So all day Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. We're also working on a free barbecue on Friday, that first Friday. We've talked about maybe having SVI down there broadcasting live that weekend as well. So we're really excited to expand the fair another day and have some free entertainment options. Not to mention, you know, like you said, the car show and parade on the first Saturday, the carnival Tuesday through Saturday, all the things that you're used to, and entertainment, of course, all over the grounds. Ryan Lyman does a phenomenal job with our entertainment, and we expect that to continue this year.
Love it. Love it. Absolutely. So again, Friday is when it all begins, and a lot of great new entertainment, free entertainment on the grounds, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, heading into the Monday through Saturday portion of the Lincoln County Fair. Brandon, tell us about some of the other community support that you get for this.
Yeah, you bet. So for any business out there, we're still accepting new sponsors. We appreciate those that continue to come back and continue to support us. You know, the fair is not cheap, and so all the community support and all the different ways, right? You can buy tickets as an individual, but as a business, you can sponsor. And for sponsorship opportunities, we want it to be mutually beneficial, right? We want to get your name out there. We want to support you. We want the community to support you. So we're grateful for the support of our community businesses. Star Valley Health has been one of our marquee sponsors for a few years now. We appreciate their continued support. First Bank, Rocky Mountain Yeti, Silver Star, and Star Valley Disposal, all some of our biggest sponsors. We really appreciate them. If you want to join them, if you want to join some of our other sponsors, reach out to Wendy Kirk or JC Romrell, or get more information on our website as well.
Perfect. Everyone's always looking for those fair books about this time of year. Sounds like those are available, right?
Yes, hot off the press. We've got our fair books ready. They're throughout the county at the libraries. You can also reach out to Nancy Stafford, who takes care of those, the printing and distribution of those for us. Again, Wendy Kirk, appreciate her and her design of the book and putting it all together. It really takes a whole team. Appreciate all of the fair board members and all the hard work that they do. And we appreciate Dan and Kim Dockstetter, who cover the cost to print the fair book. So appreciate them. And if you need a fair book, let one of us know or stop by one of the county libraries.
Now, I got to ask, I'm going to put you on the spot here. The cover of the fair book, I love it. It says the theme right on top for this year's fair. Fun everywhere for everyone. Who did the picture on the fair book cover?
I don't know who it was, but we do a competition each year with local art students, and we don't get to see the names when we're picking. You know, we all the fair board members vote to see which one that we like the best. Incredible artwork that we have this year. I'm going to have to ask Nancy who this one was, but they did a tremendous job.
Absolutely love that. Cool little touch. Fair hats also available, right?
Yes, they're available. Get them from your normal sources. They look great. We're grateful for Swift Creek Trading who helped put those together for us this year, and we mix it up a little bit with our new logo and design. It's a leather patch on a hat, and gave a couple here in the studio this morning.
Yeah, love it. And finally, the fair is not the fair without the vendors. What's the latest there?
Fair food. Yeah, we're excited, of course, to welcome back most of your favorites. And some new vendors as well. Same thing, if you are a prospective vendor and would like to get involved with the fair this year, go online, LincolnCountyFair.info, under the Info and Sponsors tab. You can fill out an application. We have a new software this year that you can hopefully be really easy to get signed up and an application submitted, and then we'll go through and review them. Here, we'll start this week accepting applicants, and we're excited. You know, we've gone from about 25 vendors like 3 or 4 years ago to around 80, and we anticipate that being the case again this year. So
perfect. Brandon Taylor, chairman of the Lincoln County Fair Board in studio. Brandon, we'll have other fair board members in as we go throughout the summer to talk more about the livestock shows and of course the horse shows and everything else that goes along with that portion of the fair. But as far as today, anything we missed?
I don't think so. We appreciate again all the volunteers, all the fair board members. I'm grateful for the support of the community, and we appreciate you jumping on, buying tickets now. Come out and see us in August.
Lincoln County Fair, again, coming up in less than 3 months, going to run Friday, August 1st through Saturday, August 9th. Of course, Easton Corbin, the headliner on Monday. Expanded weekend events on Friday and Saturday and even on Sunday to open up the fair. And then 3 nights of PRCA Rodeo, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday to close out the fair. Brandon Taylor, chairman of the Fair Board. It's the Weekday Wake Up on the SVI Radio Network.